Sam Gordon, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. You've won Derby Day. That must be very pleasing. And also add to the fact it's your first win since October.
Yeah, ecstatic, to be honest. Really pleasing to see a reaction from Tuesday's poor result. And I think we fully deserve the win, to be honest. Put a bit of gloss on it at the end with the third, but the lads worked the socks off, really. The work rate was second to none, and I'm just happy we come through Derby Day and we got a few bragging rights.
What went through your head one day up in the scoring after about 11 minutes?
It was a tough one, but everything we asked them to do, just don't lose your game plan just because you've gone 1-0 down within the first 10. But we said that in the team talk anyway. If it doesn't go our way, don't get frustrated. Stay patient because our chances will come. So just about keeping calm. And then we got a deserved penalty to turn it round 1-1 at half-time. And I thought as we grew into the game, we argued the better side. And I think as it paid off, granted they missed a few chances, like, but we took ours. So at the end of the day, that's all that counts.
Your goalkeeper, Andrew Walklett, fantastic, wasn't he? How many saves has he made to keep you in that?
What was it, about 17?
Something like that, probably.
He's brilliant. Roo's a great keeper. And to be honest, he helps us out a lot this season. He makes saves left, right and centre. Unfortunately, he's conceded a few, no fault of his own, but it's pleasing. Would have been better with a clean sheet, lad, but it's pleasing. It was only one today and we got the win. So, yeah, Roo's fantastic, brilliant.
That must have been delighted in the changing rooms then at full time.
Yeah, we're buzzing, to be fair. Unfortunately, the lad who brings the speaker isn't here, so they can't put any music on. But no, the lads are buzzing, ecstatic. Like I say, fully deserved. Like I say, first win since October. Just got to get used to that winning feeling again. And we're in a dogfight at the moment, and that's what we need to stay up, get the wins on the board, especially at home, making, you know, this place a fortress.
Those two goals right at the end. Did you ever see them coming as they kept attacking and attacking?
As much as they were missing their chances, I still fancied us for one, nicking one. Obviously, we put Saki up top, changed formation. We put Jaden and Saki together and went to 4-4-2. And Saki's pace is frightening, so we knew we could get him beyond. And I think he got played through on goal, but he took a touch too far to his left and he took the angle too far wide. But Scotty scored a brilliant header on his debut as well. Come in, organised the back line, fully deserves his goal as well. And then Saki just put the gloss at the end. Great touch on his chest, gone through on goal and smashed it bottom corner. Fantastic.
And you go to Camelhead on Tuesday night, and they're an old-fashioned non-league club, but it'd be fantastic if you could put in another performance and even more so come away with the victory.
Yeah, the lads are, you know, they're going to have to rest up for Tuesday, but get Camelhead down here on a Tuesday night. I don't think they'll fancy travelling from Liverpool on a Tuesday, but same again, really. No point changing things. Continuity, that's all we need. Keep fighting, keep working hard, and hopefully it pays off and we can keep getting the wins on the board to stay up.
When we spoke last night, you said about there was still the chance of you staying in this division, and you've really proved it this afternoon, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think at times, even when we've lost certain games, I think we've competed quite well, especially against the higher teams. So it does show that we can compete. We've just been a bit unlucky in certain games, but obviously luck's paid off today, and we've had our luck, and we've got some luck at the other end, so it really pays off for us today.